Welcome to the Park Snacker Pod, your source for Disney Parks news. I am Matt, and I'm with my co-host, Katie. Katie, what's going on?
Hello, hello. What a great day to be a Disney fan.
Yeah. Yeah, I think all Disney fans are united today for the most part. Yeah, it's been a wild ride. You know, really, as everyone sees from the title, I think people know why we're here already. So, man, I honestly didn't think we'd be recording this week. I thought it was just going to be an off week. I'm like, there's not going to be any major news. And then, you know, I'm watching La La Land on Sunday night. You know, it's literally, you know, have you seen the finale or have you seen the movie before?
Oh, a long time ago.
Okay. Well, it's like, it's the end of the movie and like my favorite part is about to happen. And you text me, I'm like, like I was like so into the movie and I had, you know, I had my phone near me and I'm like,
oh my God,
Bob Chapek is no longer CEO. Bob Iger returns to position. I'm just like, what?
I know.
Yeah.
It was wild because I wasn't on my phone or anything. I was just kind of relaxing, getting ready for bed because it was pretty late too on a Sunday. And so
10 o'clock.
Yeah. And I was randomly scrolling through Instagram as I was like wrapping down for the night. And I saw CJ of all people, her story popped up first. CJ at the Weekly Mouse.
She's always first.
And I saw it and I was like, wait, what? And then five other people, like, write the next five stories. We're like, Bob. And we're like, ah. So, wild. Yeah. And also, like, I have to say, it made me really happy to tell you something first because you're always the one to be like, ooh, Katie, did you see this? Ooh, Katie, did you see this? So I assumed you had already seen it. But then when you're like, wait, what, for reals?
No, Yeah, I was watching a movie at the time, not really plugged in at all. It's funny. Usually when I watch a movie, I don't have my phone on me. I do have my watch, my smartwatch on, but my watch was charging. I need to make sure my phone's next to me in case Melissa needs me for the baby or whatever. So, but I got the notification. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, did not believe it. So yeah, let's kind of dive into this. This is all we're talking about today. We're here, you know, recording early on a Monday. We wanted to get this out cause I am going to be busy the next couple days and it's like, okay, let's sit down and talk about what happened.
Yes.
You know, and we'll kind of go into some of the things we know, you know, we'll speculate on things that we don't know. You know, I'm not a genius of, you know, what is going on with like Disney and their, you know, earnings. But I'm going to dive a little bit into that and what kind of, you know, made the board of directors of Disney take Chapek out and put Bob Iger in. So, you know, I'm not even going to advertise Park Snacker. All I say is download Park Snacker. It's the app that sponsors this podcast. It's our app. You can rate and review over 70,000 menu items at Walt Disney World. I am in the middle of putting up the Festival of the Holiday menus for Epcot. So those should be up. Actually, doesn't that festival start like Friday?
I think so.
I don't even know when it's. Yeah, I don't know when it starts, but definitely very soon. So I need to get those up. So yeah, check out the Epcot Festival Hub in the app for that. So, so download that at parksnacker.com. Have to mention that.
So. You know what? I bet Bob Iger would use Park Snacker. He's just that cool of a dude.
Probably. So, all right. So first, the first bit of news the first part of this I want to talk about or just, you know, mention is the, you know, Disney made a release statement. This was late last night. We're recording Monday, but on Sunday evening, Disney just released a statement which took everyone by surprise, and it's pretty much just, you know, I'm going to paraphrase, but it's announcing Bob Iger, he's returning to lead Disney as chief executive officer. He will serve 2 years with a mandate from the board to set the strategic direction for renewed growth and to work closely with the board in developing a successor to lead the company at the completion of his term. Mr. Iger succeeds Bob Chapek, who has stepped down from the position. And that's like the main gist of the release statement that you have to know. So, you know, quickly breaking it down, you know, Bob Iger was in retirement. He sounded like very, very happy in retirement. talked about it a lot, you know, how he was happy. You know, he's been doing interviews. He has his book, which, Katie, I think you're currently reading, right?
I am. I actually have it with me right now. Not that we're recording video, but have the book with me in case I just, you know, need to take a look at it or just really just to look at his cute little face on the cover. My inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe there's some good, you know, information that you can share in the book so far.
For sure.
But yeah, so he's only going to be serving for 2 years, and the board of directors wants him to set strategic direction for renewed growth, meaning just anything that's going to make the company more money. Because right now, whatever Bob Chapek was doing in the last year is just, you know, not happening. And we'll go into that of what happened in this past quarter. And then he has to find a successor, you know, and we'll talk a little bit about, you know, who we think it might be, you know, speculate on that, you know, maybe why, you know, Bob Iger was chosen over, you know, anyone else within the company. So, yeah. So from what I understand, CNBC kind of had if you don't know what CNBC is, it's pretty much the channel on that NBC Universal owns that talks all about like the markets, like the stock market. So if you just you go on there every morning, all it is just the ticker feeds at the bottom. They're talking about whatever is big. You know, last couple weeks was all about Sam Bankman-Fried, the guy who was running FTX crypto. Now it's, you know, bankrupt. You know, we're not going to go into that. But, you know, there that CNBC was kind of on top of some of the details that I know of what happened. So from what we know is Bob Iger, you know, the sources telling CNBC, Bob Iger was approached by the board on Friday about taking over Disney. And then from what they also said, Bob Chapek was known, was, you know, they told him about, you know, 15, 20 minutes before the statement came out that he was, yeah, that he was no longer in the position.
Oh my God. So, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. That's what CNBC is reporting. You know, they have multiple sources that are close to the story that's what happened. You know, Disney says that Bob Chapek stepped down for the position, but in the past couple of weeks, it didn't sound at all that, you know, he was going to go anywhere.
Yeah. No, so I had heard and understood that he was not fired per se, but encouraged strongly to leave. But I didn't hear that that happened like 10 minutes before the announcement.
Yeah.
Came out. That's
yeah.
Crazy.
I was reading that before on, yeah, CNBC. Oh my God. Yeah. So, but you know, for the past, you know, couple weeks, Disney had their quarter four earnings call, and it didn't really go as well. And, you know, part of it was Bob Chapek made it sound a lot better. Like on the call, he made it sound a lot better than what it really, you know, really happened, which they just did not have a good quarter. Jim Cramer, he's, you know, a huge influencer. I hate to even use that word for him because
he's like the original influencer.
Yeah.
actual influencer.
Exactly. He's an actual influencer on like the stock market and Wall Street. You know, he hosts a show, Mad Money. He knows his stuff. And he, you know, he's been around for a very, very long time helping, you know, the little guy out, you know, trying to make money off the stock market. But anyway, Jim Cramer was saying like just last week was like Bob Chapek should be fired. Like the results came out and Bob Chapek is, you know, pretty much doesn't know what he's doing. He's making it sound a lot better than it is. You know, we'll dive into some of those details. But Katie, any, you know, before I go any further, you know, I just want to kind of get your general thoughts on all this. Cause I there's a lot to cover, but you know, what are your kind of general thoughts on, you know, all of this that, you know, that's going on?
Dude, I mean, this is wild. I love Bob Iger. One, because he's just the cutest old man and I just think he's so sweet and I just want to snuggle. But he also, I think the greatest thing I've always loved about him, I mean, he was CEO when I was working at Disney and obviously I never encountered him, as the lowly college program kid I was. But like, he really cares about the cast members. Like he's very focused on the people more so just the business, obviously. And clearly he is a business person first.
Oh yeah.
But I think he just cares so much more. So I'm excited to see him come back. He's just so much nicer to listen to talk about everything. I mean, I know the CEO has a lot of power, but like, for the most part, they're also just the the name at the top of it. They're not the ones making the only ones making all the decisions. But at least Bob Iger is nicer about his delivery of everything. I just could not stand anything Chapek did. Like, he just was gross and just not, I don't know. He wasn't a people person.
Yeah, from what I have seen over the past year or so, like he, you know, we're very close to the parks, mm-hmm. you know, and experiences portion of the Disney, you know, the Walt Disney Company. And he never really seemed to care about the Disney parks mm-hmm. like Bob Iger did. Mm-hmm. All Bob Chapek did was really care about, you know, Disney Plus mm-hmm. and stuff. And that's where he put a lot of his focus on. And I think that's what, you know, also got him into, you know, to some trouble for that.
Yeah, because isn't Disney Plus, like, not doing hot right now? I don't follow any of, like, the profits, the stocks, or anything like that. But I've heard a few people say that Disney Plus is kind of not doing great.
Well, what's going on is that they're spending way too much money in expenses on, like, Disney Plus content. And each quarter, they're just not building enough revenue. So mm-hmm. Disney Plus is not profitable right now. Their projection is by 2024, it will be profitable. But, you know, in the thing that got Chapek in trouble was that in the earnings call, I actually wish I had it quoted on here, but in the earnings call, it said that, as long as like nothing crazy happens in the world, like another like pandemic? another pandemic, a recession or anything just crazy. I forget the exact terms. Sorry. But, you know, by 2024, Disney Plus should be profitable pending this. And that's what got him some heat. It's like, well, that doesn't sound very good. You know, I think that's just one of the...
literally going into a recession.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the things that I think got the board scared. Again, this is just me reading what like CNBC and some other news articles talking about. Most of the stuff I see is from like CNBC because they've been on top of a lot of this. But yeah, the biggest thing was, you know, they've spent way too much. So for the fourth quarter, for the Walt Disney Company, they earned $20.1 billion in revenue. Which sounds great, right? Mm-hmm. They made $20 billion. Yeah, doesn't that sound good?
Significant amount.
It doesn't sound good when you spent in costs and expenses $19.6 billion, though. Oh, so, man. You know, there's a bit more to that, but that's the general idea. So, like, they barely made any money last mm-hmm. quarter, which is not good. It's very... You know, the little profit that they did make came from the parks and experiences side, you know, so the Disney parks. So, you know, there's a Twitter account, Economy App, that really showed a great visual of the Disney Q4 income statement. I recommend checking that out. If I can, I'll post a link in a description, but it really kind of, you know, helped visualize the cost breakdown of everything. It kind of showed where like the profit margins are for the parks. But, you know, so, you know, you were saying Disney Plus, yeah, it's not profitable right now. They did make have 12 million new subscribers this past quarter, which is, you know, very good. But, you know, if Disney's got to learn something from Netflix, because Netflix is losing subscribers now. Mm-hmm. So they have to, you know, innovate a little bit more of, you know, what they need to do. So, but that, you know, because of like this disaster of a quarter four, I think the Disney board realized like, oh, Bob Chapek, like it seems like he's just too optimistic about something that's not realistic. Mm-hmm. That's like something that's just not going to happen.
And like hedging on a very big if.
Yeah, so I think they saw this and were finally like, listen, we got to get him out. Because back in, like, I think June, they renewed him for, like, another 3 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's crazy. So I'll pause there if you have any other comments and, you know, we can kind of keep.
I have a very silly analogy that I'm going to share that I just thought of. But I feel like we're watching The Sorcerer's Apprentice in Fantasia, where here comes good old Mickey which is Bob Chapek, saying, oh, I can do things. Look at me being all fancy. And then all of a sudden, Yeznid comes in and is like, no, no, you messed up everything I already had under control, and now I have to fix it all. So I just imagine Bob Iger as Yeznid coming in to fix all of Mickey's Sorcerer Apprentice.
Even before Iger left, they had disagreements like with each other.
Go ahead. So I literally just read this portion of Bob Iger's book, which I'm 10% into the book already, listening to it as an audiobook, and it's already the best thing ever. But if you haven't read Bob Iger's book, The Ride of a Lifetime, highly reco. And I feel like this is almost kind of what was happening when Michael Eisner was CEO. He had his president, Michael Ovitz, something like that. I can't remember exactly what it is. And they ended up, like, they just weren't a good mesh fit, and they ended up firing him as well. So it was funny that I was literally just reading that portion as I was coming into, you know, recording with you tonight. And I was like, huh, I'm seeing a lot of similarities here between, you know, if someone's not a good fit and doesn't have the same ideals with the company, it's a little hard to continue that relationship. So,
I definitely agree. And it just doesn't seem like Chapek was a good fit. No. You know, one of the disagreements that Iger and Chapek had was, for Disney Plus, Iger always wanted to keep the price line, or the price for Disney Plus low. He wanted to make sure that it didn't get like super expensive, you know, as like its competitors. They wanted to keep it at a low, you know, low price. But here comes Chapek now. You know, I think December 8th is when the new pricing models are starting, where it's going to be, I think, $7.99 for ads, you know, or with ads. And then the new price without ads is $10.99. So, you know, I don't know if that'll change now. I think it might be too late for Bob Iger to even change that back. Who knows? It's still very early. We don't know what's going on. We can only speculate. But, you know, that's just one of the things they disagreed on. It just goes to show that, you know, Chapek is all about the numbers and, you know, and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Iger's
about numbers too, but he's just so much nicer about it. I think issue here. Like, everyone's blaming Chapek, and I get that because he's a jerk and he just comes across horrible. But, like, Iger's still going to make the same kind of calls.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just going to be nicer about it.
Yeah. Iger just understands people more.
Yes.
Like, Chapek doesn't. He's much more harsh when it comes to doing anything.
Yeah.
So, let's kind of speculate a bit, let's get to some fun parts of this. So, you know, who do you think could be a successor after Bob Chapek? Like, who, or, you know, any, or any thoughts you have surrounding that? I'm curious what you have to say.
I think if we're going by recent Disney history, this next 2 years could be used for Iger and Josh D'Amaro, current president or whatever the actual title of Disney Parks, could take that role. Because that's what Chapek was before he took on this role.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Josh D'Amaro might be a good option. That being said, we have to really realize that Josh D'Amaro is making a lot of the calls regarding the parks that we're also not so happy about. You know, like the... probably the reservation system, Genie Plus, stupid costing $29 today as of recording or something? $29. So Josh D'Amaro still has a really heavy hand in all of the park stuff that we're not liking. I don't think that he would be a bad choice, and he is cute as hell to look at. So, like, that comes into play, obviously.
Yeah, he is a good face, yeah.
But he's probably the only one that I've kind of seen, at least in the 24 hours since I've known this information. He's the one who's been speculated about the most. I don't have any other ideas. Do you?
I think it's possible that they might go external. Like, they might not even take, if you think about it, Michael Eisner, when he started at the Walt Disney Company, guess where he was?
Where?
He was the president of Paramount Picture Studio. Like, ooh, he was really? Not even in, he was not part of the Disney company when they hired him. Huh. And Michael Eisner did, you know, a lot. He did a lot for the Disney company. He changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Iger, he came from ABC.
Yeah.
But ABC, I'm not sure when ABC was bought by Disney. Oh, ABC,
I just read about this in my book. You can probably Google it faster than I can find the page.
I am. Okay, so ABC was bought 90s. By Disney by 1996.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and he became
95. So close.
Yeah, he became president, or he became CEO 2005. So he was already part, but he was part of the, you know, the ABC side. He wasn't part of like the main Disney side. But, anyways, they could go external. Like, they might not, you know, go with someone, you know, inside Disney. Maybe they just want someone else. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, everyone knows like the biggest name right now is Josh D'Amaro. So that's what everyone is going to speculate. it seems. Sorry, I need to drink water real quick. It seems like it could be the easy choice, but I don't know. I don't know if it'll be Josh. Yeah. So.
I feel like we'll start to see options as we, you know, see the next couple months. Because I think it's going to be clear. I mean, Iger's on for a strict 2 years, and his entire plan is to, one, pick up the broken pieces and find a successor. You know, yeah. Like, that's a really mm-hmm. big part of his 2-year contract. So I think we'll start to see a lot more of, you know, example, if it's Josh D'Amaro, then you're going to see Iger and D'Amaro a lot more together than, you know, or if it's someone else, you know. So I think we need to keep our eyes open on other speculations for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think it'll be obvious.
We're going to start knowing a lot more. Like, pretty soon, Bob Iger is going to start doing interviews again.
Mm-hmm.
I was really hoping there would be one today, but there wasn't. So, you know, I've next week we'll probably have more to report. There's going to be more information. We're coming at this pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Who knows who it'll be? We have 2 years to find out. So it's going to be interesting to see who's going to lead the Disney company.
For sure.
Yeah. So, let's kind of speculate on, like, you know, the next thing that Iger has to do is, you know, start making Disney some money, you know, some renewed growth. I'm not an expert. I don't know, you know, what they could be doing to do that. But, you know, I think one of the things that, you know, Iger could do is, okay, I know, how do I want to say this? I don't think they're going to, like, if they get rid of Genie Plus, if they get rid of the paid option, or just like they just get rid of the pay, you know, you can create fast passes every day, but it's free. They're going to have to make up that money somehow, because right now that's a lot of money that they're, you know, making from.
See,
one of the things, one of the things that they could do is then get rid of the park pass reservations, open up the APs, the annual passes, start selling those again, make up the differences, start letting everyone into the parks again. You know, Bob Chapek, he was defending just a few weeks ago. I think it was that Wall Street Journal interview. He was defending the park pass reservation, and his defense was stupid. It still doesn't make any sense to me. His defense was, well, you know, if you don't have the park pass reservation, people are going to show up, you know, at the park, and it might be, you know, it might be full. But the thing is, like, that only happens, like, maybe one day a year on, you know, on Christmas or, you know, New Year's Eve. You know, is he not realizing that more people get turned away probably every single day because there's no park pass reservation? So that's, you know, that doesn't make any sense. And it's such, guests hate it. And I really hope Bob Iger understands that, you know, they'll start making even more money if there's no park pass reservations.
Mm-hmm.
And they start just filling those parks to capacity like they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll make more money. They can hire more people. You know, maybe staffing is still an issue. I don't know. But, you know, but if they get rid of Genie Plus, then they have to also, you know, make up the difference somehow. And, you know, I think annual passes
mm-hmm.
could be, you know, a big thing to do. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I don't think that they will ever get rid of a paid version of Genie Plus, FastPass, whatever you call it. I think that is here to stay. What they could do is fix the damn system so it doesn't suck as much. So I think I've said this before on other episodes, like, I am perfectly fine paying $30 a day for the old FastPass system. I am not okay with paying for the Genie Plus system that only lets you ride each ride once, has a terrible interface, and just isn't easy to use, it's not as easy as the FastPass system to find what you're looking for, XYZ. Like, I'm fine to pay for all of that stuff. I am. But it needs to be a lot better. And there was literally nothing wrong with the old system. I think this is one of the things I don't understand why they ever had to change it in the first place, other than to make a profit. And if you can't start to charge for something that's always been free. So, let's make a big change to it so it seems more exclusive. No, I will gladly pay for the system that works and makes me happy as a guest. So I think that would be a huge thing to be like, hey, let's just change the way the app works. It's still going to be $20 a day. Fine. I will gladly pay for $20 a day for the FastPass system and call it FastPass because FastPass is just the best.
I know. The other thing, names are stupid.
I hate whoever's in charge of the Disney naming conventions. It makes no sense. The other thing, bring back annual pass sales. I think that would be huge. I still don't understand why they're not. I am fine with the park pass reservation system. It needs to, but to your example, like, just open it for general admission. Sure, you can declare what park you need to go to ahead of time. That way they can have an idea of what the crowds are going to look like. I think that's perfectly reasonable, but it needs to be easier to cancel, easier to change, and you need to start park hopping before 2 p.m. The park hopping thing is what I am like dying to get rid of because it makes no sense that I can't park hop until 2 p.m. Like, there are so many times I want to do Animal Kingdom from 8 to 10, 8 to 11, and then go on with my day because you can get everything on deck done in 3 hours pretty much.
Yep.
So fine with the park pass reservation system, but make it easier to change. Open up availability completely because, I mean, they've been saying they're going to do layoffs and stuff. Clearly, they have enough staff to make the park run if they're ready to get rid of people. But you need to be able to park hop and you need more flexibility on your days. That's the biggest thing that Genie Plus, park passes, whatever, it doesn't allow you the flexibility that guests need.
Yeah. Yeah. No, a lot of the changes, the way that they can make money is from the parks. It's their biggest moneymaker right now. You know, again, I'm no expert. You know, I think one of the ways they could make more money on the content side, like with Disney Plus, is like, just start, you know, selling licenses for like the shows to, you know, like, you know, for example, TNT and TBS like always air the Star Wars movies, you know, like, start selling it to, you know, the licenses to other companies to start showing, you know, your movies or your TV shows.
Right.
You know, I only think of this because Avatar, you know, they didn't sell it to, you know, another, you know, channel to use or whatever, but what they did was they took it off the platform, put it back in theaters for a few weeks, so if people wanted to watch it, they'd have to go to the theaters. They made a decent amount of money for the movie. I think it's going back up in the next like week or so, so if people want to watch before the new one comes out, you know, I think that's something that they, you know, they could do, make money that way. But, you know, other than that, you know, I think the parks is going to be the main area of where they can make up some money. You know, if they really want to cut back on costs, stop spending as much on Disney Plus content, you know, or find cheaper ways of doing it. You know, because it sounds like streaming is just not as profitable as people think it is. If you're going to be spending all this money on content, you know, you got to figure that out. I don't know.
And I feel like they've had a really aggressive, like, Disney Plus new content, you know, plan that they put out a whole bunch of really high top hitting Disney Plus original content, where they definitely could have limited that. And they're all such huge, big budget options, right? Like, limit what you're putting out there at a time. Like, don't be so aggressive and then be shocked that you're not making your profit after spending billions of dollars to put Andor out or whatever. Like,
yeah. Everyone should be watching Andor, the best show that's ever been on Disney Plus.
So I keep hearing. I have yet to watch it.
We talked about this last time. You said you watched 10 minutes.
I got bored. Not in, like, I got bored. I wasn't in the right mental space, and I haven't tried again.
You got to watch it. I'm going to say it every week until you watch it.
Well, now we're watching House of Dragon, so I can't do another show until I finish House of Dragon.
All right. I know Nick is a fan. Your fiancé is a fan of Star Wars. No, but I know he's a big Star Wars fan because right behind you is an album of Star Wars. I think that's The Force Awakens or Rise of Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker.
I
can't tell which one. Yeah, all of my albums behind me, except for the Winnie the Pooh one that I put up myself. They're all Star Wars or John Williams. So. I know. I will. I also haven't seen Wakanda Forever yet, and I got yelled at about that today earlier too. So, have you seen Wakanda?
Yes, amazing. It's very good. Better than the first one, in my opinion. So
I'll get there eventually.
But anyway, so I think we're just kind of at time here. You know, I don't think we need to spend too much time. But any other final thoughts on this breaking news?
What a good day to be a Disney fan. I have high hopes. I really do, because I love Bob Iger, and he cares about the people. He is a businessman at heart, but he cares about the people. And
People on Instagram were still like, guys, just realize that Bob Iger is not as great.
Right.
Either, so
right.
He I'm not better. Defending either, because this is also making Bob Iger look pretty bad himself, because he was very, very happy in retirement. Like I said earlier, he made everyone know about it as well. So for him to be like, yeah, you don't believe in Bob Chapek, you know, to me, that's kind of like a little slime ballish. Like,
maybe. I don't know. I still have high hopes. I realize that I don't think we're going to see much actual change as far as like day-to-day park operations, or like, I think it's going to be the things that he's going to change are going to be his long-term plans. I would be shocked if he comes in and makes any major changes right away. It just doesn't seem like him. But at least the cast members will feel valued. The people will know that we care. Like, he's just a nicer person in general. I just feel safe with him. So high hopes.
Yeah. I think I just had my train of thought and I don't remember now. Oh no. I can't remember what I was just going to say. I think, you know, they're going to want it's Disney's going to have to start making some kind of money sooner than later. So I feel like we are going to see some quick turnarounds on like a few things to be like, okay, we're going to cut costs here. You know, they were talking about layoffs, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, and Bob Chapek is the first layoff to happen. So who knows if we're going to, you know, still see those. I feel like the people at the parks are safe. I feel like this might be more corporate, you know, areas. But I think we are going to see some big cost cutting changes within the next few months, because it sounded like that's what was already going to happen, you know, and then we'll also get, you know, at some point his long-term plans for the Walt Disney Company. So, but all right. I think those are our thoughts for this week. Yeah. Katie, I just want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I hope, you know, all the listeners out there have a happy, you know, Thanksgiving. Maybe you're listening to this on your way to your, you know, family or friends, you know, house, or, you know, maybe while you're, you know, at Thanksgiving dinner, you're playing this episode in the background.
Thank you.
Everyone's listening in, you know, I'm sure that's going to happen. So
I give you the permission to eat the extra piece of pie. Just do it. Just do
it. Oh, whoa, hold on real quick. Just brought up my news feed.
Oh my God, what? Oh no.
So this is another late breaking news. Bob Iger announces Kareem Daniel, a lieutenant of Bob Chapek, is leaving Disney. So Kareem Daniel, he was the head of Disney's head of he was the head of media and entertainment, which is the new form, like the new department that Chapek put under. Let's see. Yeah, I don't want to like go and read this article, but I'm reading, you know, this is late and breaking right here. So
I don't even know it because I don't even have it pulled up.
Bob Iger sent a note to Disney employees on Monday, which is today. I've asked Dana Walden, Alan Bergman, Jimmy Pitaro, and Christy McCarthy to work together on the design of a new structure that puts more decision making back in the hands of our creative teams and rationalizes costs. And this will necessitate a reorganization of Disney media and entertainment distribution. As a result, Kareem Daniel will be leaving the company, and I hope you will all join him in thanking me, join me in thanking him of many years at service to Disney.
Boom. Look at that.
Yeah, Daniel was appointed by Bob Chapek to head the newly organized media entertainment distribution in 2020. I'm reading this article from where I don't even know where I got this from. Oh, this is from the Disney Food Blog. This is where I saw the article. So they're getting their source from the Hollywood Reporter. Yeah, so another big shakeup.
There you go. Bring back Joe Rohde. I think that would solve everyone's problems. If you want the decisions to come from the creative team, bring back Joe Rohde.
Yeah. there was a big memo he put out. Oh, I wish I saw this before we, you know what, I meant to look at the notes or, you know, any updates before we started recording. Wow. And I forgot. Okay, yeah, what I said before was like the important thing. So quote from Bob Iger: over the coming weeks we will begin implementing organizational and operating changes from within the company. It is my intention to restructure things in a way that honors and respects creativity as the heart and the soul of who we are. As you know, this is our time of enormous change and challenges in our industry, and our work will focus on creating a more efficient and cost-effective structure. So cool. So it sounds like they're not going to look at an Excel sheet anymore and actually, you know, do some creative work, because you know a lot of people say that Bob Iger is a visionary. So
yeah, for sure.
Okay, so yeah, there we have it. All right, well, I think we'll end on that. That sounds good. And you know, next week we'll know some even more information and we'll talk about that. So
all right,
well, Katie, again, have a happy Thanksgiving. Everyone else out there, have a happy Thanksgiving as well.
All righty, see ya.
All right, bye everyone.